Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Danger is on the road this week. He will not be joining us. Kimmy will be picking in his spot. If you want to jump on to see what Ryan is dressed as, you can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, and we have no idea what this is.
Yeah, I'm baffled. I'm waiting for, like, something to be revealed.
He's just wearing a T-shirt, a black cardigan. What are you?
What are you talking about? It's obvious.
What?
I'm from Cincinnati. Come on. You guys can't tell by my generic plain shirt? Oh. And I even brought my generic white hat. I'm from Cincinnati. Wow, you guys are losing your touch.
So the joke is that everybody from Cincinnati is just a normal middle-of-the-road person.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. That's what you're saying. All I know is that I'm from Cincinnati, and it's pretty obvious.
It's very obvious you didn't want to do anything this morning.
Yeah, I mean, like, how you have one job a week.
I feel like he's gaslighting us into thinking
like, you didn't even, like, spill chili on your chest.
Yeah, none of that.
Like, you just walked out of Skyline.
No, actually, he had to change his shirt because he did spill chili on his chest. That's how bad he did his bit. Because every morning he has a big bowl of chili for breakfast.
Honestly, I'm insulted that you guys can't tell that I'm from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Well, and also, too, it's freezing in this studio.
It is really, really cold.
Okay. I feel like we should turn it up to, like, around 98 degrees.
We would if,
like,
we had that
Nick Lachey, who is from Cincinnati, because I know that, because I'm from Cincinnati.
Before we get into the picks, here's what bothers me.
What's that?
In a simple 30-second Google search we did this morning, we discovered that we knew Pete Rose was from Cincinnati. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fat Pete Rose would have been hilarious. William Howard Taft, the president who got stuck in the bathtub of the White House, that would have been perfect for you.
Sure, sure.
Right? Who else? George Clooney. From Cincinnati.
You could have been a Who fan.
No, that would have been.
That'd be pretty funny.
No, what, you're going to have a footprint on his chest? People died.
Oh, my God, it happened 40 years ago.
That stadium
isn't even around anymore.
The
band doesn't even tour.
As a person from Cincinnati, we still mourn that incident.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were from Cincinnati.
I mean, Neil Armstrong was the other one.
You could have been a fatstronaut.
I don't know. I think I'm nailing it.
This is one small disappointment for this room. One giant disappointment to everyone that is listening
you
and watching
you
in the last.
You haven't even pulled out the hat.
I don't get the hat.
It's a hat. I'm from Cincinnati. I grew my beard out for this.
Oh. I've seen people shave at Cincinnati.
JT writes us on Instagram, lame! All right.
Cincinnati is not lame.
All right. Let's get into the picks from this morning.
Okay.
Tommy made his picks. Again, we talked about how every metric – based on the history of this and how the Bills have been performing recently, shows that the Bills should lose this game at home. But the NFL has been so upside down.
Right.
That's the reason why the Bills are going to win this game. That was my take. But people are pissed at you because every time you pick
I used that opinion.
But these are your picks. These
I
are not
understand
my picks.
That, but like I looked to you guys for help, and that was something that made sense to me, so I went with it.
All right, let's get to our first pick.
Sure.
Pat's picks.
No. From Tommy this morning.
See
what he's doing.
Patty's picks of the day. Here's your guaranteed lock of the day.
Our first Tommy Mulet pick.
Cincy pick.
On Tommy Does It Like It Is on CMF. Over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
So we don't know who's going to be on the field.
Defense-wise, no.
Scrapshoot.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he gets it. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to say this again.
I'm going to say it again.
He is old.
Isn't it here?
Look, it would be the most.
Going to have some time to throw, I think.
It would be. Well, their offensive line is also awful. That's why he got hurt in the first place. I don't even know how to pick this game, Kimmy, because, like, every strength, every weakness of one team is the weakness of another
team.
Okay,
so it's a wash.
Well, maybe.
But if it's a wash, then I'm going to go with the Bills.
No, but if it's a wash, it doesn't mean that the Bills are going to be able to succeed.
No. I mean, it's a crapshoot, like anything in life, you know.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
Oh, my God, I hate you so much.
To be clear.
You are under.
Under.
2.5 touchdown passes.
Pretty boy.
For Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kimmy, we talked this morning.
Yep.
In two games that finished against the Buffalo Bills, Joe Burrow has thrown for just under 600 yards. He's thrown for 2 touchdowns in each game.
Yeah.
He threw for 2 touchdowns on Thursday against the Ravens. He's never thrown for 3.
Yeah.
But this Bills defense is banged up.
Oh, yeah.
Over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Joe Burrow on Sunday.
I think that this is going to be a ground and pound type of game.
For both teams.
Yes. They're at least going to try up front. And if it starts working, I think they're going to roll with it, which would make me think that Joe Burrow is not going to be throwing touchdowns as much as they may need him to another game. So I am going to take the under on this one because if Cincinnati does score, I don't know if it's always going to be a Joe Burrow
touchdown. I was saying
touchdown.
Ground and pound, man.
You didn't say any of that.
I think I said in the creep cup.
Okay.
And I also, is it supposed to snow Sunday?
There's a chance of snow.
Yeah, so I'm going to say due to the weather and all that.
Yeah,
I think both teams are really going to try to.
Stings your hands.
That Cincinnati playoff game.
Run it down
the playoff game where Cincinnati came to Buffalo.
Yeah.
It was a literal whiteout.
Yeah, but,
but
the Bills also didn't have like their whole line.
Okay.
Their whole defensive line. You know, on the injured list.
Okay, but
let's talk
about that, Kimmy, as we turn to Cincinnati. Ryan James writes us on Instagram, having my wife and in-laws be Cincinnati natives. Ryan is not wrong, but I am still very disappointed.
Okay, well, I don't be disappointed in Cincinnati, and that's very not nice to say about your wife and mother-in-law.
Okay,
so
the Bills have no pass rushers.
Yeah,
Joey Bosa, it looks like he's going to miss this game. Mm-hmm. AJ Epenesa was in street clothes.
Yeah.
Michael Hoyt will not be playing for the rest of the season. You have Greg Rousseau, and that's it to rush this passer. So he's going to have as much time in probably as he needs to stand back there and pick whatever receiver he wants to throw to. Over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Joe Burrow.
You know, I'm with Kimmy on this one. I do think it's going to be more of a ground and pound game in general, just because of how susceptible to the run the Bills defense has been. But I also think, though, that the Bills defense or the defensive line, when you count them out, they will tend to overperform. I don't think that's going to change the game plan, but I do think that the Bills defense is going to get a few sacks, which will take away from which is why I'm going for the under here. I really think that the Bills offensive line is going to clamp their jaws down on Joe Burrow, just like the Jaws movie directed by Steven Spielberg, who is from Cincinnati.
Like, you keep naming people from Cincinnati that you could have been. You could have been Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees, which would have been funny as hell. Your arms out with the 98 Degrees tattoo. You could have been Steven Spielberg.
I'm from Cincinnati. What is the problem here? I am all of those people.
I am Cincinnati.
All right. So everyone's in agreement, under 2.5 touchdown passes for Joe Burrow. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Oh, he's going to be running around like a madman.
God damn it.
He's going to tear it up. It's going to be a joke out there.
You don't think that the Bengals are going to be looking for that up front? Like, that's what they're the most prepared
for
at this point.
Well, I mean,
they're going to be
if you watched the Steelers game last week, I think the Bengals kind of know what's coming.
But the Steelers knew
couldn't stop them.
I mean, look, the Bills,
they set a record.
I don't think the Steelers knew the Bills were going to run it that much.
Okay,
I mean, they ran the same play over and over
again. But I think that kind of goes to Tommy's point.
It's a swinging door, man.
The Bills ran the same play 26 times, and they couldn't stop it.
Right.
Sure.
So you are over. My concern more is what James Cook had to do last week versus what he's got left in the tank for this week. That's my concern.
He didn't get beat up in that game.
You get hit every play.
It wasn't like he didn't get like throttled. Like, I mean, general tackling should not be exhausted from that 7 days later.
Where'd you bring that up? Because general tackling, one of the worst World War II generals.
Well, he couldn't get his arms around Hitler.
All right. We turn to Ryan from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Dave writes us on Instagram, are we sure he's not from Cincifatty? That's as good as we get with what Ryan's provided us this week.
You're going to blame that bad joke on me?
No, I blame this bad segment on you.
Okay.
Ryan, it seems like an easy over. James Cook is 54 yards off the most rushing yards in the NFL right now. He has the most 100-yard rushing games this year with 7, and the Bengals' defense is the second-worst rushing defense in the NFL. That being said, there is a statistical trend that shows running backs who carry the ball 30 times or more in a game have a drop-off in production no matter who they play the next week, and James Cook carried the ball 32 yards against the Steelers on Sunday, over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You know, I think as the Bills offense, you got to ride the hot hand. I think you got to keep the ball in James Cook's hands, especially, again, going back to the ground and pound point from before and the fact that there might be a little bit of weather there. I think that is it's prime opportunity for James Cook to be serving up a 100-yard game, just like the wonderful retailers at Kroger Company serve up their wonderful
Kroger's not from Cincinnati.
Their headquarters is
okay, shut up. Nobody knows what Kroger is.
Everyone knows
nobody knows
everyone
what
where I'm from knows what Kroger is.
Why?
Their headquarters is in Cincinnati.
Okay.
What?
Shut up. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are we starting to ask too much of James Cook?
Maybe, but he seems like he can handle it so far.
I'm knocking on wood, everybody.
You make him sound like he's so fragile, like he's a little baby.
It's an NFL season. You shouldn't be taking 32 shots a game.
But didn't Walter Payton do that every game with nothing helping him?
First of all, different game. Second of all,
he's still looking good.
What's Walter Payton up to lately?
He's still going all right.
Kimmy, over under 100 yards rushing.
What is he doing?
I struggle with this one, not because I don't think the Bills aren't going to be running the ball a lot, but I wonder if they will give guys like Ray Davis and Ty Johnson more opportunities in this game because of what you said earlier about James Cook maybe being a little tired from last week. That being said, I still think if they're running the game, running the ball successfully, it's going to be James Cook show.
The sweep.
I'm going to say
over. Sweep.
I
said it, man.
Yeah.
I said it. I called it. Sweep Ola.
I would like to. I am disassociating myself from this segment. You guys are all on the
same. From Pat's picks?
Hey, last week you guys were all on the same page. In the air 2 weeks ago, and they lost it. Everyone hated you guys for it.
What about last week?
We didn't make picks.
Yeah, but that's true.
Which means we didn't go get any wrong. Yeah, we didn't go get any wrong.
Ryan,
don't make fun of my dialect.
Ryan relying on his wit this week, which is why this bit sucks. Why shouldn't I make fun of your dialect?
Because I'm from Cincinnati.
Kimmy!
Yeah.
Can we get our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMM? Over under 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
I got to think, if you're running Cooksey that much, he's not going to have to throw that much.
They ran him 32 times last week, and Josh Allen threw an interception. Oh, my God.
Listen.
And by the way.
Listen, so it's going to be the same thing this week that happened last week.
Here's the thing.
It's going to happen this week.
Here's the thing.
That's the way that life works.
That's
the sun goes up, the sun goes down.
Wait a minute. That's what you're counting on with your James Cook pick, that the same thing that happened last week is going to happen this week.
Different person.
Why are you doing that with your hand?
I don't know. Putting forward.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he throws an interception this week. I think he cleans it up. He's got to. Okay.
No, he doesn't have
yes,
to.
Yes, he has
you
to.
You want him to.
You're paying this guy $250 million a year.
Again.
You better get your crap
again,
together.
Again, they're paying you to be entertaining, not happening.
Oh, so you're sending on to Josh Allen with the break room.
No. That Josh Allen behind you is the Josh Allen of the break room. Kimmy?
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
After only throwing 4 interceptions in his first 8 starts, Josh Allen has thrown at least 1 interception in each of his last 4 starts.
Mm-hmm.
Even more alarming, Josh Allen has played the Bengals 3 times in his career, not including the DeMar game that was ended. He has thrown an interception in every game against the Bengals, over under 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
I don't think he's going to be throwing the ball as much.
Don't you dare. Damn it, Kimmy!
Come on!
The thing is,
I don't put these interceptions on Josh as much as I do the fact that like he's just not on the same page with these receivers, because it's been like a rotating group of guys out there. He doesn't have a guy. He doesn't have like his trustworthy go-to guy.
Guys on a Saturday
and it doesn't look like Dalton Kincaid will play this week.
Balls
I don't know.
No, it looks like he's trending to go. Shut up!
Balls through your hands.
I think if Dalton Kincaid's out there, he's got a guy he can trust. It's like a confidence thing for him. I don't see him throwing an interception.
ADK coming through.
on Sunday. I know I hate it too. I hate it.
So you, it's in your hands. But what do you mean you hate it too? You have a choice here.
But she's making
an
intelligent pick.
Unless it's like some like fluky thing, I think Josh is going to be responsible with the ball on Sunday.
All right, we turn to Ryan. Jeremy writes
us. He just needs one guy out there he trusts.
Okay. Jeremy writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ryan keeps looking into the camera like he's going to confess to a crime that nobody asked about. Ryan?
Patrick?
I don't even care. Over, under, one half an interception for Josh Allen on Sunday.
Dynamite setup by the host of the break room. Well, if you're asking me, which you are,
yeah,
I do think, again, that there's going to be not as many passing opportunities for Josh Allen.
I want nothing to do with this segment.
Because the running game had worked so well last week. And also, too, we haven't seen a whole lot of Josh's legs, so I think the Josh running game is going to get
it. Look at that.
And, he, you know, Lord knows he's hard to tackle with how tall he is, like, what, 665 feet tall? Which actually is the same height as the Great American Tower of Queen City Square in Cincinnati.
What?
So I'm going to take the under on this one. I don't think he's going to throw a pick.
Watch him throw like 300-something yards on Sunday. Like somebody, an air show.
So somebody texted me another famous person from Cincinnati. Oh,
who's that?
Charlie Manson.
Is he from Cincinnati?
Yes, he is.
I do want to
born
point out,
in
by
Cincinnati.
The way, this bit dying more than the victims of the Manson family.
Yeah. You say Charlie Manson never killed anybody, right?
That's weird that you immediately jumped on this.
But he didn't
pretty
do it.
Pretty good guy.
He didn't do it.
He's a little
bit saying, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
It is weird, like the one person you're dressed like today is Mike Danger.
Hey guys, I can't make it this week. All right. Everybody is on.
So it's a sweep.
So far.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to our final pick, fourth pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
So I do think the Bills will win.
Okay.
And I do think that they will cover those 6 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we're looking farther afield, Ted, I do think.
I do think
the Bills will have this game in hand. I don't think it's going to be a close game in the end.
Based on what?
Based on my personal feelings and conversations we've had previously in the break room.
Based on his picks.
On experts that have contributed to the show.
So what are you saying?
I think they will win by at least 10 points.
Which makes that.
Well, that makes that. What is it, Cincinnati? Is it the Crescent City?
Queen City.
Queen City. I mean, Queen City blowout.
You could have went with Bengals. It could have been a Bengal blowout.
Could have been a Bengal blowout.
It's better alliteration. Ryan?
Hey, Pat, what's up?
The Bills are favored by 5.5 points. Mm-hmm. And we brought this up this morning, and this might be the most important statistic you hear all day if you are betting this game.
I'm listening.
The Bills have only covered the spread at home as favorites one time this season. Mm. That was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Every other home game they've been favored, they have not covered the spread. Do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
That doesn't sound right. What were they favored by against New Orleans?
A lot, and they didn't win by a lot. They did not cover the spread in that game.
Okay.
Trust me on this.
Well, I mean, it's hard to trust you. Well, I got to say, I do think that the Bills are primed to go into the end of the season, riding their hot hands, really making some noise and going into the playoffs, riding high. I have a feeling that we're going to be hearing the shout song a lot this Sunday. Actually, now that I think about it, wait, the shout song. That's by the Isley Brothers, right?
Mm.
Made famous by the Isley Brothers?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, maybe so.
Huh. They're from Cincinnati. Look at that. Interesting. What? I'm going with the Bills winning. I got a 10-point cover for the Bills. I'm going with Tommy.
You have them winning in a blowout.
I'm going with Tommy on this one. I'm talking
The gang's all Bengal, here, baby.
A Bengal Queen Bengal blowout,
Queen
baby.
Queen Bengal.
Queen Bengal. A Quingable. Looking good.
There's one person left that can save this sinking ship. And I don't have a lot of faith in her right now.
Why not?
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
Do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
I have the Bills winning this game.
But.
Come on. You can't give it to
me. I don't see it being a Bengals blurt. I think it's going to be a close game.
Do they cover this 5.5?
No.
Oh.
I think it's going to be a really close game. Again, ground and pound style game, back and forth, no defense involved. Bills win by 3.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. You have a no defense, everybody's running the ball all the time kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time you saw one of those in the NFL?
I don't know. We're due.
Oh, my God. I hate this.
You know, I
this is what I'm going with.
I know Mike Danger.
Yeah.
And I've worked with Mike Danger.
Uh-huh.
You know Mike Danger.
Nobody got that reference. Right. Nobody got that reference.
You got it.
Yeah, because I'm stupid and I have a lot of time. I think
do you know who said that?
Mondale?
Not Mondale.
Who was it?
It was the guy from Cincinnati.
The guy from Cincinnati? Yes. Who was it? Oh, hey, Dynamite, shut up, you dick.
Wow, you really let us down.
You know, he said it Mondale. No, was it Mondale? Who was it? Oh,
he guy. Said it to Dan Quayle, but I don't Dan know who Quayle, it was. Yeah. No, Dan Quayle was the recipient.
Yes, he was.
Oh, now Ryan's going to try and get smart on you.
I don't know who said it.
You know who said it? Nick Lachey. He's from Cincinnati.
Oh, I didn't know he was running.
The hardest thing I'll ever have to do. All right. Let's get to our fourth pick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
By the way, do we want to Google who said that? Because it's going to bother Tommy.
It's going to bother you, too.
Yes, it will. Kimmy, can you Google who said...
As soon as you hear it...
You are no John JFK.
Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right. While Kimmy's Googling that, let's get to our final pick from Tommy this morning on CMF.
Hold on.
Not so fast, buddy. I think Joe Burrow is going to flop out of this game.
Okay.
I think his game is going to suck.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna have his worst performance of the season. And I think at the end of this game, when he's on the sidelines with his head in his hands, that dude's going to be openly crying because he's a soft-handed pretty boy. Mr. Manicured Nails is going to be weeping openly because he's going to have his worst game of the season.
They're not going to have anyone to get to him. He's going to cry about what?
That's why it's so frustrating.
Well, Javon Solomon's going to make him cry?
How do you know?
You don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
I could have just made that name
Jamar.
Up. I could have just made
I don't know if Jamar
not
knows
even the name
who
I
he
said.
Is.
Not even the name I said.
I bet that's so Jamar. That's my bonus pick. He gets his ass handed.
Your bonus pick was he's crying.
Joe Burrow will cry.
Okay. I mean, openly cry.
Not from injury or anything, but from purely
doesn't
just
matter.
How
no,
poor
you know
he's
what? I'm fine with okay. tears, period. Right. I'm fine with any kind of tears.
Your bonus pick is Joe Burrow's.
He's
going to
be crying like his idol
television.
Elton John behind the piano at Lady Di's funeral.
Okay.
Goodbye, Orchard Park. Kimmy?
Lloyd Benson, by the way.
Ah, Lloyd Benson.
You were not going to come up with
that. I knew
that
name now.
I knew it.
Yes, I did.
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
It was.
Neither of you knew that. Shut up.
Lloyd Benson.
Cincinnati kid.
Yeah.
Tried out for the Reds, actually.
He's made, he did not do that.
He yes, absolutely
he
did.
Yes, he did.
Kimmy?
He's taken in the 54th round.
Yes. Southpaw. Better use my right hand. Southpaw.
You know, I heard he played for 4 years.
Yeah. You know where you can put those fingers, right?
Yeah. Your mom. She liked it all up in her Cincinnati. Came out and smelled like sky high chili, son. Real messy. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Does the game end with Joe Burrow in
I don't
tears?
Know why you think Joe Burrow's so soft.
I saw him in that documentary, man.
Okay. But, I mean, he's a kid that came up tough. I'm going to say no tears.
He didn't come up
tears.
Tough, by the way. That, he came up from a tough town. His old man was a professor. He wasn't a tough kid.
Okay. I'm going to say no tears. No Jack Burrow.
Jack Burrow. You are no Jack Burrow. According to Tom Benson.
No Joe Burrow.
Floyd Benson.
It was a joke, Ryan. Oh. God damn it. Why do you ruin everything about this
I'm
show?
I'm not ruining anything. I'm from Cincinnati. Stop it.
Feed my family.
Stop it.
I feed my family this way.
Leave Cincinnati out of this.
Okay. Oh, God. So you are no tears.
No tears. No
more
tears.
Joe Burrow. All right. We turn to Ryan. Christine writes us on Instagram. As quoted in the YouTube fan page, which you never give us credit for, WKR Pork in Cincinnati. By the way, we got Dynamite references from 40 years ago all over the place. Yeah. Ryan?
Patrick!
God damn it. Does the game end with Joe Burrow in tears?
I mean, they don't call him Joe Burr for nothing, okay? He is literally icy cold. That guy does not show emotion. He's got ice running through his
smile.
Veins. He does not smile. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't get angry. When he blew out his elbow a few years ago, threw the ball and was just like, guess I can't throw anymore. Goes down with his turf toe injury. It's like, guess I can't stand anymore. The only way he is going to have tears in his eyes is if the wind chill is below zero and his eyes water out of necessity. I'm taking the under on this one.
Okay. There you go. There are our picks this week.
You should really pep it up a little bit.
I would like to once again.
It's the weekend.
I would like to once again to state, I am removing myself from this segment. This is not my fault. Whatever happens, all of them did this. They all did
Who's
this.
All of them?
All of them. Kimmy? Yeah,
right. That's not nice. I'm not the one who came out and said, the Bills are going to win because the league is upside down. That was you.
Yes, I did say that.
And that's what I used to make my picks with.
But when you are picking a parlay, every gambler knows this, you never pick your team to do everything the right way. For example, Mike just wrote us on Instagram, after this segment, I am hammering Cincinnati same game parlay.
Cincinnati.
Buddy Meister from out that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Charlie Manson.
Steve Benson. All right. He almost did it again, you bitch.
No, I didn't.
Lloyd Benson!
I did not almost do it again.
All right.
Man, nasty in here today.
Ryan?
Patrick.
If I want to catch the newest episode of Let's Go Duffalo for some actual entertainment that you're a part of, where could I find that?
Yeah, you can find the funky new episode of Let's Go Duffalo, just like Bootsy Collins, famous Cincinnati jazz funk bassist.
You could have come in as Bootsy Collins. White Bootsy Collins.
I was going to say. White Bootsy Collins.
No, but that's easy. It's sunglasses. Okay.
You can find the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Nobody knows who Bootsy Collins
is. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Okay, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.